I was saying the main thing is Guru Vaishnav Kripa.
Can I ask a question?
Yeah.
From different sources, from different Vaishnavas, I have two ideas. The first one is that Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he brought Manjari Bhav, and that everybody can accept it and can cultivate it. Of course, probably there are some acharyas who also support that idea, and I wanted to know this. There is another point of view also we heard from discussing with different devotees, and they give a little bit different angle. They say, for example, that Lord Chaitanya, he brings the highest, but he helps one.
Lord Chaitanya?
Lord Chaitanya brings the highest, the highest, and this highest is that something that helps a devotee to find his own rasa, like this. And I wanted, probably you know both of these points of view. I just wanted to ask who from our acharyas support this idea and the other idea. And maybe one of the ideas has completely no support.
In Lord Chaitanya, some present that he, that the jiva basically gets down to the ontological identity of the jiva. What is the fundamental identity of the jivatma? And there seems to be some confusion at the very root of the identity of the jivatma. So one, there's some school of thought that says the jivatma has a sthirati. As a sthirati, sthirati means a fixed, eternal, loving relationship with Krishna. Dormant, you can say dormant. And then the other school is saying that the jiva, the jivatma, is, he's nitya, and he has ability to get, he has anand, instead of jiva goswami, he says chidatmaka, chidananda atmika. He has a very minute quantity of anand, which means freedom, he can get, find some happiness or bliss by cessation of misery, when he stops the misery, atmika, adiklesha, adibodhika. When he somehow can be free from those, then he feels happy. You know, freedom from misery is happiness. And he's eternal, he's a particle of truth. That's it. That's the general majority viewpoint of the philosophy, is that the jiva is a particle of consciousness. And if you read Prabhupada's books, it gets a little confusing, because you'll find so many things. The jiva is a particle of consciousness, he's a particle of Brahman. Then somewhere else you'll say he was with Krishna and he left Krishna. So it's a little of this, a little of that. I mean, there are purports in the Krishna book where Prabhupada is saying that the jiva is expanded from the Brahma Jyoti. All the jivas are expanded from the Brahma Jyoti of the Lord. And the Brahma Jyoti, there's no sthirati. There's no sthirati, it's just existence, eternal existence, eternal peace of the Brahman. So the idea that Lord Chaitanya, sometimes, so the idea that Lord Chaitanya came to nourish, you might say, nourish or to bring out the individual sthirati of the jiva, which the majority viewpoint is that there's no such thing. But assuming that there is, and that you have your sthirati, you may be coward boy, you may be gopi, and maybe in Vatsalya Bhav, this is the premise, that's there. So Lord by worshipping Lord Chaitanya and reading about him and chanting prayers to him, by getting his mercy, then that will help us bring out our individual eternal sthirati. And so that this party finds support for this view, because there's one verse in the CC where it says Lord Chaitanya came chari Braja Bhakti Chari Bhakti Ras or something. He came to broadcast the four rasas of Vrindavan. There's one verse. But the totality of the CC Chaitanya Charitamrita, and all the teachings of the Goswamis are saying that he came, anyone, and no one has a fixed tairati, and they can come, they can attain Gopi Bhav. Their intelligence is attracted to it, and they're attracted to it, they can attain Gopi Bhav. This because they don't have a stairati. We don't have an eternally fixed loving relationship with Krishna. We were never there with Krishna. We're always in this realm. Our Srup Lakshana, Jivara Srupaya Krishnara Nitya Das. That's all Lord Chaitanya says about the Srup of the Jiva Lakshana. He doesn't say he has a fixed stairati. He says Krishnara Nitya Das, that he is a serving particle, potential serving particle. And what potential? By sangha, by association, by hearing, by association, either in last life, like someone may be in this life, he's in a spiritual movement. And he says, I'm a coward boy. I know I'm a coward boy. This is my surup. This is my identity. Then he maybe even preaches that everyone, maybe other coward boys can join me or whatever. Whatever, just say an example. But this person maybe, and you can't prove that that's just, you cannot prove that that's Dairati. You can easily say that this person, somehow he met someone in his previous lives that he had no, it could you just, is equally logical to say how this person comes in a movement that everywhere is Gopi Bhav. There's letters where Prabhupada is asked, Prabhupada, are all the acharyas in our parampara, are they all in Gopi Bhav? And Prabhupada says, yes. They're all in Gopi Bhav. Gaurakishore, Bhaktivinoda, etc., etc., like this. And so everyone around, six Goswamis are in Gopi Bhav, Lord Chaitanya was in Gopi Bhav, everybody in the Gaudiya mission is in Gopi Bhav, and someone says, I'm a sukha. And this is what I've received, the mercy of Lord Chaitanya. A more logical explanation would be that the person in previous life contacted someone that was a worshipper of Krishna and Sakiras, not necessarily Gaudiya, Brijbasi or whatever. And then by their association, that seed of Sakiras was planted in the heart and cultivated in the prior lifetimes, and now it's a very strong expression of that prior bhakti sanskara. And those type of people are rare. So then to support their own position, because they're surrounded by opposite party, then they want to preach or get some people with them so they feel some strength. Otherwise they're an oddity. You know, like make a party, so to speak. And then people say, oh yeah, it sounds good. So they get a sanskara by the association, which proves that stairati, there's no stairati in a jiva. This is what I've understood from studying scriptures. And Prabhupada's books, the general presentation, he's saying that everyone has a fixed relationship with Krishna. He said, a lot of times he just says like that, a fixed relationship. But he doesn't use terms stairati. So fixed relationship is, yeah, Jivara Sotarpaya Nitya Das. We have a fixed relationship. Krishna says in Gita, Mamevamsho Jiva Loke Jiva Bhuta Sanatana, that Sanatana, the Jiva, is eternally part and parcel of Krishna. In this case, Mahavishnu. We're part of Mahavishnu. And there's place in Prabhupada's books, the Jiva comes from Mahavishnu, from the glance of Mahavishnu. So sometimes we're coming from Mahavishnu or the Brahman effulgence. The Brahman effulgence is the effulgence or jyoti of Mahavishnu. And then Anadi Bahirmukh, we're eternally in this material world. And other places, oh, we were in Krishna's leelas. So what I personally have done over the years, 10, 20 years, is all the things in Prabhupada's books that agreed with the Goswamis, and there's lots, and then I adopted that and accepted that. So I won't be in the party saying Prabhupada's books. I am not part of the party that says Prabhupada's books are wrong or they're incomplete. There, for some reason, I don't know why, but Prabhupada presents different viewpoints in different places in his books, and so that can lead to confusion because of the lack of consistency. So that's why among Prabhupada's own initiated disciples, there's whole groups that argue we were the fall, what do they call it, Fallvadi? I think it's called Fallvadi, you know, Mayavadi? Fallvadi, Vad means speech, or they speak about the fall. In other words, we were with Krishna, they're called Fallvadis. And we were with Krishna and came. And there's a whole other group of very learned Prabhupada disciples saying, no, we're eternally in this. And there are very intelligent God brothers on both sides. Even the GBC wrote a whole book called Oops, Our Original Position. Oops. I call it Oops. You're walking along one day and you're a grown man. And when you trip, you never trip. Also, when you trip and you even lose your balance and scrape your knee or something, you're 40 years old. You say, oh, this is so odd. Oops, I fell. Oops, I fell. So I was just serving Krishna some fruit salad. And then Radharani came and I said, oh, she's so pretty, I wish I was Krishna. And then I left him and I came here. Whoops, Krishna, I'm going to have to fall now. It's not like that. At least I can't agree with that, and neither can Sri Jiva Goswami Pada. But then somewhere else in Prabhupada's book, he said the Jiva is eternally manifested from the Brahma Jyoti in the Krishna book. He's a ray from the Brahma Jyoti. He's a ray of consciousness. Where is the Stai Rati? Where is the Ladini? If you have Stai Rati, you're not going to be not going to have your Stai Rati sitting dormant, and you're lying in the Brahma Jyoti waiting for your Mundri Bhav to come out. No. It's not like that. That's what Lord Chaitanya said. He hasn't given this for a long time. Anarpi Tetram. This verse, Anarp, is like 114 for Anarpi Tetram. He said, this verse is what they call the Paribhasa Sutra. Paribhasa Sutra means that verse, Paribhasa means many languages. It's the one verse which summarizes all the words of the book. The Paribhasa Sutra. Paribhasa, bhasha means brajbhasha, brajbhasha, bhasha means language, bhashavit. One of Krishna's 64 qualities is bhashavit. He's very expert in all the languages. Vit, you know, like controller, conqueror. He's conquered and mastered all the languages. Sarva bhashavit, Krishna's gun. So this Paribhasa Sutra, the Bhagavatam, is chapter 1328. Ete cham shakala pumsa. Then, how's it go? Krishna's two Bhagavan Swam. Indrari Vyakulam Mule Mridiyanti Yuge Yuge. Said after describing all the avatars and incarnations of the Lord and a long list of the 24 Vishnu avatars and the Das avatars like Nrisimha, Buddha, all that. Then after that long list, he's describing various descents and avatars. Then Vyasadeva says, but of all these, the main one, the Swayam Bhagavan, there's Bhagavan Nrisimha, Bhagavan Narada, and Bhagavan Vishnu, and the Swayam, original, complete, full Bhagavan, is Krishna, Yashodananda. So that's the Paribhasa Sutra. So that means that the Bhagavatam will talk about so many things, so many Bhagavats, but the ultimate conclusion is the Bhagavatam will tell you about Swayam Bhagavan. And that's exactly what the Bhagavatam is all about. So that one sutra is the Paribhasa Sutra. This sutra, this whole book you're reading, is summarized here. So many things will be told, but the conclusion is Krishna and Vrindavan, ultimately. So Chaitanya Charitamrita, right in the beginning, this shloka establishes the theme, the purpose and direction of the whole book. Chapter 1, Adi Leela 1, verse 4, Anarpita Charim. This is Sabhakti Shriyam. He's come to give Anarpita Charim. Charim means for a long time. It hasn't been given since the last time he came. Last time he came was the day of Brahma, so many millions of years ago. Krishna came, Mahaprabhu came to this planet. So he came to give Gopi Bhav. That's why sometimes I hear lectures here in Radhakund where the teacher is saying, he said, what a shame it is that people come to the shore of the ocean of nectar and they just sit down and look at it. Nectar, amrit. nectar, an ocean of nectar. If you drink the nectar, you become strong, you become healthy, you become robust, and you become eternal. And someone tells you, go, come. No, I'm just looking. So he says, similarly, devotees that come, he said, my heart is breaking. This person, devotee, preacher, said, my heart is breaking. So many people around the world, they come to the Gaudiya Vaishnava Sampradaya and they don't get Gopi Bhav. How unfortunate. How tragic. And he's actually feeling like that.
Is it possible? One more question.
Yeah.
We will